All right. So, yeah, what you find out is Genesis 3 repeat. People hate authority. People actually hate themselves, and if they hate themselves, they hate other people. They hate God because they hate God's authority. So if they hate God, they hate themselves because they come from God. Everything's from Him, through Him, and to Him. And so if they hate God, they hate themselves, they're going to hate everybody else. And that's what but they're going to put on like they're your best friend, right? But the whole time they're claiming to be a friend, they're trying to destroy you. That's what's happening, people. I hate to tell you, but that's just the way we're at. I hate to break it to you, but you'll see it in time. Unless they're born again, born from above, they hate themselves. They have no identity. They might act like they care about you, but they don't. They hate you. They might even think they like you. They might think they love you, but deep down, the devil takes them over and they pretty much hate you because the devil takes them captive. And the whole society, you know, I believe in capitalism, but I don't believe in wild capitalism. I believe there should be, you got the children and you got the older people and you got the handicapped people that should be taken care of. And I believe once, if you've worked 30 years, then you should be taken care of. If you've worked steady for 30 years and it's documented, then you should be taken care of when you get older. Because it's all a conglomerate. It's all a team. Now, the problem is, what about a housewife? Well, a housewife, if the husband dies, she should get his income, you know. So anyway, to make a long story short, this whole system is a psyop. It's a Genesis 3 repeat, and it's pretty much everybody hating God's authority over their life, and everybody hating themselves because they have no identity in Him, and everybody hating their brother. And so you see Cain and Abel, the offspring. Cain hates his brother. He even killed him. You see the 12 patriarchs, they threw their one brother into slavery. They sold their one brother into slavery because they hated him. And it continues on today. They hate you because you got the truth, because you got the Holy Spirit, because you have a calling, because God picked you. You're the elect. You're the chosen. Before the foundation of the world, He knew you. So He picked you. And they hate you because you are the elect saints and they're not. That's what's happening. And so you see it in Genesis 3 and you see it in Genesis 4 where Cain killed Abel. And he says, am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Five words. And so everybody's out for themselves. The day trader is thinking win-lose, win-lose. The investor is thinking I'm going to invest in a company and it's a win-win. The Bitcoin is win-lose. You're going to win, somebody's going to lose. So most of the world is win-lose, win-lose. Instead of win-win, it's a win-lose. And now you know why Warren Buffett is who he is, because he didn't see it as investing in a Bitcoin win-lose. He saw it investing in people and a business as a win-win. And that's why most people have a curse on their life, because they think win-lose is the only way to get ahead, but that's not the way the universe is set up. The universe is set up win-win, and if you don't step into win-win, then you are in the win-lose camp. And you're going to lose because karma's going to get you. You're going to reap what you sow. And so where did the win lose come from? Cain and Abel. Cain was jealous of his brother, and he wanted to put him down because it's all, he was comparing himself with his brother instead of comparing himself only with God. And God said, I'm not happy with you. So Cain in his mind thought, well, I'll get rid of Abel and then God will be happy with me. He didn't know he was thinking that, but it was in his subconscious. And so a lot of people who hate you, they don't really hate you. They hate themselves, but they think in their mind if they do you wrong, then they'll rise up instead of focusing on God and what God is doing in their heart. They're focusing on the other person. They're comparing themselves with one another. And when everybody's evil, born in sin, and only God, there's only one judge and lawgiver, but they think they have the right to be a vigilante. And so they want to be a vigilante and justify being a vigilante. The true politician is not going to really attack the other side per se, attack the person. They're going to attack their ideology. They're going to attack what they believe and hit the target. This is a sacrificial redemptive system. It's not socialism. It's not. There's no such thing as socialism. There is a rich man chasing a poor man down to give him charity. There is charity. But socialism is forced charity. Charity has to come from the heart. But a team or a government can force some charity on some people, because Jesus even said the poor are always with you. And he says leave, and the Bible says leave the outside of the field for the gleaners. So there are situations where you leave the outer edge for people to glean. People can glean some truth. So a Wiccan will listen to my channel and they'll glean some truth, but they will glean it into self-worship and self-glory instead of giving God the glory. And that's where they mess up. They glean it the wrong way. And they're poor and they're destitute, but they think that Lucifer light, they think they're rich, but they're not. They're poor and destitute. They have no truth. I can't even sit down and talk to a lost person anymore. More than 5 minutes, I realize what I'm dealing with. They have no truth. They have nothing. And you just can't fellowship with them anymore.